Days after Orlando, the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, gun control is back on the agenda in Congress, although House Speaker Paul Ryan, the Republican, was less than enthusiastic about prospects earlier today.
Is going after the Second Amendment how you stop terrorism? No, that's not how you stop terrorism. We have a bill that's being voted on right now to go after homegrown jihadists. Let's not take our eye off the ball here.
Ryan's comments came just a few hours after Connecticut Democrat and the Senator Chris Murphy ended a nearly 15-hour filibuster with his colleagues, saying Republican leaders in the Senate had promised they would hold votes on amendments to expand gun sale background checks and ban gun sales to people placed on security watch lists. Murphy asked lawmakers to show political courage, and he told the story of 6-year-old Newtown school shooting victim Dylan Hockley. Now, we spoke with his mother yesterday here on this program. Dylan's special needs teacher's aide, Anne Marie Murphy, died trying to protect him when the gunman entered her classroom.
Anne Marie Murphy made the most courageous decision that any of us could imagine. Instead of running, instead of hiding, instead of panicking, Anne Marie Murphy found Dylan Hockley and embraced him.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy during his filibuster last night. Susan Davis covers Congress for NPR. So, Susan, where are we? What has happened? Are there going to be votes?
Hey, Robin. Yes, there are going to be votes. What we know is what that 15-hour filibuster accomplished is a deal was struck between Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Minority Leader Harry Reid to have up to 4 votes. Probably in the early part of next week, it will allow Democrats to have 2 votes and Republicans to have 2 votes. And the 2 votes that Democrats are pushing for, as you referenced, are one to prevent people that are on government watch lists from buying weapons, and 2 for a Democratic amendment that would expand background checks on things like gun shows and internet sales.
Yeah. So, and the government watch list, the point the Democrats continue to make is that if you're on that watch list, you can fly, but not you can't fly, but can buy a gun. And the watch list gap is called the terror gap. So what are some of the bills that are being proposed?
So, you know, on the no fly, no buy, as it's commonly referred to, there are a competing proposal. The Democratic proposal is authored by Dianne Feinstein. She's a Democrat from California, and it has the backing of the Justice Department. And it would essentially block anyone on these lists from purchasing guns. And it would give the Justice Department the ability to decide who would or would not be able to buy that, mm-hmm. to buy a weapon. The competing Republican proposal is by John Cornyn. He's the number 2 Republican. He's from Texas. And what his bill would do would instead put a 72-hour requirement on the government to say if somebody flags in that system, it would put the burden on the Justice Department to say that there is probable cause for that person not to be able to buy a gun and to stop the purchase from happening. Mm-hmm. Now, Cornyn's proposal has the backing of the National Rifle Association, the most powerful gun lobby in the country. But opponents of that legislation, Democrats in the White House and others, say that if the government already had probable cause, they would be arresting the suspect as it is and putting that finite a time period to be able to block the sale makes it essentially useless.
Yeah. Look, there have been new polling. There's been new polling showing that there is growing support for a nationwide assault weapons or military style rifle ban. 57% in favor compared to 44% in December. And that's up from previous polls. Are lawmakers feeling a shift and feeling pressure?
You know, no. And the issue is this, is that guns is probably the most partisan, one of the most partisan issues that have come before Congress in recent years. And the line is really bright. Almost every Democrat is for tighter gun laws, and almost every Republican is against them. And we have seen a handful of lawmakers cross party lines, but we have not seen a fundamental shift in the basic battle lines on this debate in Congress.
So, well, Susan, I just want to jump in, though, and say in the few seconds we have, Donald Trump kind of made some noise about, well, maybe I could think of some restrictions. How that's kind of thrown alarm into some Republican corners.
He did. He tweeted that he was going to talk to the NRA about the no-fly, no-buy. But, of course, the NRA has endorsed that proposal, just the Republican version of that proposal. So we'll see what Donald Trump says. Hillary Clinton has also come out in favor of the Democratic proposals, and she's also come out in favor of an assault weapons ban that was once law but expired several years ago.
Okay. We are living in an interesting time. Susan Davis covers Congress for NPR. We'll see what comes of this. Susan, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.